Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5, the Pound Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. The telling the truth to your kid dilemma this morning is what we're going to call this at Power 93.5. And if you're just tuning in, well, we got a mom. She's got a little bit of a situation going on with her 14-year-old.
Yep. She says her 14-year-old has a not-so-raw talent for singing. It was just after 11 o'clock when she messaged last Monday night, and they had just watched The Voice together. And her daughter tells her she would do anything to become a singer. She got inspired. But the mom's like, she's 14, and she's not very good. She's like, my daughter wants to forego college so she can move to Hollywood to try and become a star. She's a terrible singer and doesn't understand that one in a million make it. Should I tell her how bad she is and how the odds are stacked against her, or be supportive? I don't know what to do. You never want to lie to your kid, and I think telling her that she has a chance would be lying to her. Here's what I say. First of all, your daughter wants to forego college so she can move to Hollywood and become a star. Chances are slim to that. But I say that in itself, you shouldn't force college on someone. It'll be a waste of money. She's going to miss class. Grades are going to be bad. She'll be unhappy. She'll resent it. And speaking of resentment, while you don't want to gas her if you feel like she's not good, but I think you should still show you're supportive of what she wants to do so she doesn't resent you. So I'm kind of saying, yeah, maybe kind of lie, sugarcoat it, and let her crash and burn on her own. Let her spread her wings, or I think she will resent you. We want your opinion. You can take our poll. I'm going to start one on Twitter at 935 Wichita, because Hitman's like, no, you should lie to her. Or he says you should be honest with her. But I think you should sugarcoat it.
Got to tell them the truth. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. You got to call a spade. And then you have to tell them the truth, and then you have to show them the steps that they have to take to get where they need to be. Because when I first got in this business, you know, it wasn't my mom, but somebody told me, they're like, you suck.
Oh.
But I have to learn.
Right, and if she's 14, maybe by the time she's college age, she'll be a little better. I just think if you're like, look, you suck, it's going to it's going to mess up her self-esteem.
869-1093. Let's see what this lady says. Go ahead, Mom. What do you think?
I think I'd, like you said, go let her get her some, you know, vocal lessons and let the vocal coach tell her she sucks.
Leave it to the vocal coach.
So it's not on the parents, so she's still okay.
Yeah, well, it would depend on how much those vocal lessons cost.
Because
if they're very expensive, I'm willing to opt out for the cheaper route.
You're not going to pay someone to lie to your kid. You'll do it yourself.
Yeah, but somebody's got to tell this kid. Somebody's got to be honest with them. You know, it's just like if my kid ran track and they came in last in every race and they thought that they were fast, I would say, you're never going to be fast enough to beat these guys.
Yep.
Can we consider volleyball, sweetie? You're so mean.
No, you just got to tell them the truth. It's like if the kid wants to play football and he wants to be a running back, but he runs like a 10-second 40-yard dash. That's not your play. That's not your game. You're not doing that.
Aww.
See, thank you. She opts for
being...
You
guys have a great day.
You too. She opts for being honest with the kid.
How you look so precious when you smile. Yeah. Hit it from the back and drive you wild.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.